Aber avec de Grossberg.
Just to go through it, the time that's allowed, the Shi'uim of the Seder. It's the etliche mitzvahs on the Seder Nacht. It's English, no? English?
English.
Various mitzvahs of the Seder, the Dalet Koses, Matzah, Morah, Korach, and each one of them has a Shia. And the Amos says, already Erev Pesach, there's also a mitzvah of Sreifas Chometz, and Mishabura brings down that although we have a minig to burn the chometz, because according to some shittas, Yid Mekayim, a mitzvah of Tashpisu only with burning, even when we burn before the Zman Sreifas Chometz, we're still Mekayim mitzvah Tashpisu according to certain shittas, and at least that's definitely the minig that we burn chometz. So Mishabura brings very interesting that it's not good enough if you want to be Mekayim the minig of the mitzvah properly to burn a few little pieces, but you should be burning a kzayis of chometz. So besides knowing what a kzayis of matzah is, we have to know what a kzayis of chometz is as well. So, the Torah, tzgazok, shiurim of a kzayis, there's three shiurim, a kzayis, a kebeah, and a revis. And they all really depend on a kebeah. That means you take an egg, they said it should be practical, so I bought with an egg. No, don't worry, this one's hard boiled. So if we have an egg, and before the achronim, the tzlach and the chazanish, so we take on that this is a kebeah. So we look at the kebeah and we say this is the size of a kebeah of the Torah. A kezayis, we take on be'ikah, is half of it. There's another shitta, a kezayis is a third of it. Come to that later. But be'ikah we take on, a kezayis is half a kebeah. So we have a kebeah, half of it is a kezayis. And then we have a revis, which is three kezayisim, which will be 1.5 times a kebeah. So to simplify matters, really, you just have three shiurim. You have a half of this is a kezayis, the whole thing of this is a kebeah, and 1.5 times is a revis. That would be mitzad, the shiurim of the sizes which were given in the Shulchan Aruch. But how big is a kebeah? So this kebeah is quite a good kebeah. It's what was sold as a large egg. And this is the kamat that I measured it. It's kamat the exact size of a kebeah according to the shita of Uchayim Noor, which is known as the smaller shia, and which is 56, 57, 56, depends on width, 55, between 54 and 57, depending on whether you do reckon the clipper or you don't reckon the clipper. So it's around 57 cc, 57 milliliters is the size of this kebeah. Problem, and that is with a clipper. So you'd work out from there that a kezayis would be half of it, which is about 25 cc, 26, 27 cc at the start, 27 2s are 54, so without the clipper it's about right, 27 to 54. And from that we'll derive that a revis is 1.5 times this, which is 86 cc. 86 cc for a kois yang, gematria kois is 86 cc. That would be if the eggs that we have are the correct eggs which they had in the times of the Gemara. Abba came along with tzlach and he made a whole cheshbon that the size of a mikveh doesn't fit with the size of the shiurim of length. And he made a whole cheshbon, it doesn't work out, either people have gone longer or people have gone shorter or the eggs have gone smaller. It doesn't work out. And he came with a new chiddush. Obviously the size of eggs have gone smaller. And the real size of an egg is nearly double this. So this is not the egg we have to imagine, according to the Chazon Ish, kept up this shitta from Sofer Chazon Ish. But the Chazon Ish is known as the Shia Chazon Ish. He kept up this shitta that, at least l'chumra, the Shia of egg, niskatnu abeim, and this bear is wrong, this is not an egg. The real egg you're looking at is, and this is not the egg of the Torah. When the Torah says a kebeah, it means an egg of 50 cc. Sorry, it's exact. It means an egg of 100 cc. Double this, maybe. 100 cc. Double, without the clipper, it would be double this as an egg. So I was thinking to myself, how big would that be? You know, you think it's, if this is 55, so it would be 100, it would be double. But it's not really double. So I went to find a big egg. I haven't eaten it yet. A big egg, which is sold as a very large egg. So how much do you think this is? It's 70. It's over 70. No, I'm trying to say is that we think, we look at this and Chaznish said eggs were double the size. What do you think? They were dinosaur eggs. What they were? So it's not mamish like that. Duck eggs. It's not mamish like that because when you start going bigger in volume, you're going bigger all size. Because from that to that, it's changed from 56 to 70, over 70. So get that, is it? How much already was a bigger egg? It's very possible the egg was 100. It's not so gothic. All right. So we have it. So because of that, according to the Chaznish, an egg is 100 cc. A kazayis is 50 cc. And a kosyayin is 150 cc. Right? So that is all very easy to know. So in Shiurim, although the minig is very much not to be like the Chaznish, the minig in Stoma, but we all have to remember that that minig could have been based on poverty, based on various other things like a kois yayin, wine. If you learn the Mishabur Hilchas Kiddush, you'll see that to find wine was such a hard thing to do. They had to get raisins and this and that in the countries of the North Russia. It was very, it's nishka raya that they really didn't held of this svara. No, they just couldn't. Nowadays, when we can afford many, many other things, obviously we can afford a bit more wine and a bit more matzah and a bit more moreh if you can take it. So there is always an inyan to be understand to be machmer like the Chaznish's shitta. Now, so let's start with kois yayin. So kois yayin is simple. You've got either 86 cc, which is the gematria kois, or you have 150 cc, which is the gematria kois hogum. Good. It's very easy to work out. So the wine is very easy to work out. You can put it into any baby's bottle or anything with lines on. It's not too difficult to work out. 86 cc is mamash not very much. In fact, most kosis, the new ones that are bought are about 180, 190. Obviously, it's quite an easy thing to measure. So we've got now, first we'll go to moro. Now in moro, we also have to think that, let's go back, so we say, let's go in the smaller shear. So really, in the smaller shear, we have, so we've got a kazayis. Kazayis is 50 cc, or kazayis is about 27 cc, right? But that is all because we've assumed that a kazayis, like the shitter, that a kazayis is a half a kebeah. If we're going to go that a kazayis is a third of a kebeah, so the beah stays the same, but a kazayis is a third of it. So go to the chaz, this is a machlokes rishonim. It wouldn't talk to me. Gimel picked in Hilchas Pesach. There's a whole sivan about it. About Tov Pei Vol V'Boi Sif Echad. Shiak Zayis Yesh Oimrim Dava Kechot Siber. Whole sivan. That's all the sivan. That's all the sivan is. And it's only a Yesh Oimrim. Why is it only a Yesh Oimrim? So the Mishabur of the Rambam held that it's a third, not a half. So we take on normally it's a third and a half. But a half, but we all, there is a shit on the Rambam, now it's a third. Zodim Shabuah for not. Le'inyan more kahai gavne, shudu rabbonon, yeshlis moich bedieva dimochel kishlish beya, ach lechat chila kim zolabor halamur, ein lehoka baze. So there is always an inyan, at the end of the day, that the shit is for Rambam, nishtu mechab, and mechab brings it to Yeshayim with a half. See, he also didn't say before, a kzais is half. He said, a kzais, Yeshayim with is half. He doesn't bring the other shit. But there is another shit on the Rambam, now it's a third. So let's work from our shiurim in milliliters. So we've got, if a normal kazayis is 50 cc, so a kazayis of the Rambam would be 33. A third of 100. Instead of a half of 100, a third of 100. So it'll only be 33 cc, 33 milliliters. And if we're looking at the Chaim Noshir, if a normal kazayis was 27 cc, so a third will be only 17 and a half. So if you want to know how much more you have to eat, so chatchile you want to eat more, a kazayis, 50 is a kazayis like the chaznish. You can't do that, so you'll eat more, let's say, the smaller shear is 27 cc. Or you can do 33, would be a third, according to the chaznish. And if you really can't do that, but yeah, you can do a third of the smaller shear, because exercise is a third, which is only 17 cc. Now, a piece of lettuce about so big, about as big as my hand, as long as my hand, this is about 17 cc, 17 milliliters. You have to be very careful, very hard to work out. So this would be the shear of the smallest, but yeah, the shear of more, 17 cc, which makes three of them chazanish shear. 17 threes is about 50. So you've got three pieces. Now you'll have to be very careful because the density of here is totally different to the density of here. If you're only going to eat greens, then you'll need a bit more. If you eat the stalks, you can eat less because the volume of the stalk is a lot more against the weight. Very hard to work it out in weight. That's why it's very hard to work it out in weight anyway. But pieces of lettuce, I worked it as big as my hand. I measured it a few different ways. I've crumpled it. There's a few different ways. One piece of lettuce, about as big as that, even without that, a bit smaller, is about 17 cc, which I'm not advising you to eat, because that will be bamus, the smallest meat. That will be the kzayis of the Rambam, according to the smallest shear. But really, we have to eat a kzayis, so that is a half, which is, you see, if you eat two of these, you'd be eating 33, which would be, 33 cc would be, like, the chaznish would be a third. And if you'd eat, and it's like the chaim, no, you've done the real shear, 27. And the chazanish, if you eat three of these, you've had a kazayis mura. Mura is a drabonon. You can say you can be mekel if it's difficult to eat. I'm just trying to say the shiurim. So again, look, we start off with a kebeah. A kebeah is either 50, 55. And we work backwards from that. According to Reb Chaim Noah, you've got either half or a third. And the chazanish, you start with the kebeah being double, 100. You work back from there, a kazayis is either 50 or 33. And three of those would make up 50 cc. If you want to eat it in chayim, don't know if you'd want to. About that much would be a kazayis of, like I wrote out, I think that it displaced 50 cc. It's quite a lot. It's 50 cc. Think of it. How big is your kos kiddush? 50 cc, three times that. It's very small, that then. It's not very big.
Grated, how much is it?
Well, grated, so you might be right, because straight, you're not allowed to use big lecha, but small lecha you can be in stauf. So it depends how you grate it. If you grate it very, very fine, then your taka can use the small holes. So you'd have to be able to use less. Okay, but if you think a minute, if that is the shear of the chazanish, so that is 50 cc. So you'll say that would be about 33. So half of it would also be good, like Reb Chaim Noah, and about that much was a bit less, I think, than 17. If you want mamash, the smallest bidyeva dikashir. Now let's look at matzah. Matzah, you can mix whatever you want. Yeah, zikha, yeah. Two lettuces and that would zikha be enough. Yeah. That is a bit more than that, about the same as that. Look at it, you see, this has a volume to it. The white, the stalk has a thick volume to it. You try it out yourself. Let's look at matzah. A matzah is azoy. It's very, again, a matzah, you can count the little lecha, but you can't count the big lecha. So the big lecha on top is very hard to decide. So a matzah, first you have to know like this, there's hand-baked matzahs, so I worked out on Komamias matzahs, and then you have machine matzahs. Now you've got with Kuzan's matzahs are a small packet, and there's only 300 grams in it. The normal Jerusalem matzahs, so all the other matzahs that come from Eretz Yisrael are much 450 grams. They're much bigger packets and much bigger matzahs. And Shiurim, Boshteit, and Shiur Chazanish seems to be exactly, I worked out, it came fitted exactly with the shear of those size matzahs, the larger matzahs, not the Kuzan's matzahs. Matzah is a bit easier because I worked out the weight of a hand matzah is marginally more than the weight of a volume, than the weight of a machine matzah. In ratio, no, of course it's heavier. I'm saying in ratio to the volume, it weighs a bit more in volume as well. It might be made drier. But what we're really looking for is the volume of the matzah. But it's very hard to, you're not going to put your matzah into water. So there is a weight. You can work out about 14 grams is the weight of a shear kzayis of Reb Chaim Noah. 14 grams is the weight of a shear kzayis of Reb Chaim Noah. And 40, yeah, the normal, not the Rambam. No, the real kzayis. Let's go with half a kzayis. You shouldn't really use the Rambam. The Rambam's bought the Gabba Mora, because it's a drabon. That's a deraisa. About 14 grams is the weight of the Chaim Noach, and the Chazon Ish is 26 grams. Now, on a matzah, a Kazaris matzah, so we'll leave with Kuzin's matzah for a moment, in a Jerusalem matzah, the normal box of matzahs, so it's either a third or two thirds, it works out. It's either 14 grams or 26 grams. It's nearly double. Yeah. So a third of a machine matzah is a Chaim Noach Kazaris, and two thirds of a is a Chazon Ish. It's nearly double. About, it's all about. Two thirds of a shear. In a hand matzah, it's just over an eighth. An eighth of a Kohen Meir's matzah. A Kohen Meir's matzah is about a shear of Chaim Noach, and just over a quarter would be a shear Kazaris like the Chazon Ish. So just over a quarter would be a shear Kazaris like the Chazon Ish, and just two-thirds, now they say the Chazon Ish, and Shulchan Aruch Torah says he reckoned it was half a matzah, and then he changed and said it was just over, which is two-thirds. Two-thirds of a thing. Anyway, Kuzin's matzah, Chazon Ish is over a matzah, really.
But,
pardon? In a Kazayis matzah, of a Jerusalem matzah, in the smaller shear it's a third, and the Chazon Ish it's two-thirds. In the machine matzah, it's an eighth, or a quarter. In a hand matzah, sorry? In a hand matzah, it's an eighth or a quarter. Kohen Meir's, oh, I can't every matzah, pupa, so it does, yeah. But what the guy says, so steht in Shulchan Aruch that you should eat a Kazayis matzah. When you make a bruch, you should eat a Kazayis matzah from the top one, a Kazayis matzah from the middle one. Favos. Of course, Al-Achilas Matzah could go on the top one, some Achleikas, some Al-Achilas Matzah goes on the middle one. So you made a bruch Al-Achilas Matzah, you should eat from, some say because you made Al-Achilas Matzah, you should eat a Kzayis Matzah from each. Very good. So, initially, and the best thing would be to take a Kzayis Matzah from the top one. Let's say you want to do the bigger shear, let's imagine it's two thirds of a machine matzah on the top one, two thirds of a machine matzah from the middle one. You haven't even got two thirds. You just made Yachatz, you haven't got two thirds, never mind. But you've got a bit of a problem there. And then, I soon come to it. And then, let's say a hand matzah. So you'll take a hand matzah, you want Chazon Ish. So you'll take a quarter from the bottom one, and a quarter from the middle one, that's half you got. And now you'll have two zeisim. And then you'll give your wife, and then there's nothing left over for anybody else. So, the eighths of what we do usually is we take more matzah from elsewhere. Yeah, it's also. Firstly, we have to remember what we're doing here. We're being machmir on the Sheir Chazon Ish, to take a quarter from the top one, quarter of a matzah, and take a quarter of a matzah from the middle one, could they to be Makai in the din of eating a kzayis from each one? Now, it's all very nice, matzah bizmanazer deraisa, that you have to be machmeh Chazon Ish, but do we have to be machmeh matzah bizmanazer deraisa to have on the din of eating a kzayis of each one? That's only because you said a brocha lachilas matzah. That's not because of the ikad din of deraisa that you have to eat a kzayis. The ikad din you have to eat a kzayis. Mishabur HaFanot says, it doesn't say anywhere you have to eat two kzayisim. The zucha posha that with deraisa you only have to eat one kzayis. Now because you made lachilas matzah, and it could go on the top one, it could go on the middle one, so we make two. Okay? So we make a kzayis from there, kzayis from there. But to try and be machmer is very nice, if you can, to eat a kzayis from each. But if you can't, it's for state itself, the ik is to eat a kzayis matzah. So make sure you eat a Chazon Ish kzayis would be very nice, which is two-thirds or a quarter of a matzah. If you can, you can eat from each. But what we do is, we take from other matzahs and give to the B'nai Bayis a bit of this one, a bit of everything else to all the family. Now, Mrs. Volk, if you're giving to all the family from matzahs which are in the box, there's no reason even, so Biliyashu says as well, there's no reason why they should have to have a kzayis from the top one, a kzayis from the middle one. They didn't make Al-Achilas matzah on that one. Al-Achilas matzah on this one and this one. They didn't make it. They've got chiyuv to eat a kzayis matzah. So there's no reason to be mechayev the wife and the bayis if they're not going to get, if they made your brochas, you're making for them, if they're going to get a kzayis from this one, a kzayis from that one, versteht sich, they should have that. But if they're not even going to get that one, a lot of the Heintike Poskim can say that really all the matzah should be on the table, or each person should have a cow that could be able to take a size from each. This all states in the Paskim, I'm not arguing, but the minig doesn't seem to be like that. The minig is that only a married person has his own cow, and the rest of the person take from elsewhere. Even if they say it should be on the table, you should be able to say, Allah chilas mat, you should say, matzah lechem oinish, oin levhalda. But once, what I'm trying to say is, once you're not going to give them from the matzah which you have made, Allah chilas matzah, on either the top or the middle one, there's no necessity really. No real stark necessity for them to have k'zayis matzah from the top one and a k'zayis matzah from the middle one. So you can zip them yemekel that they don't need to have a whole k'zayis matzah on the top one and the middle one. One more thing is that the matzahs should be eaten b'chtei achilas pras. One thing is kalpas. Now kalpas you have to eat less than k'zayis. You have to eat less than excise, so there you have to look to take, if you want to make less than excise of the Chazon Ish, less than excise of Reb Chaim Noor, less than excise of the Rambam, who said the Reb Chaim Noor, which was 17 cc, so you have to be careful, it should be 15, not more than 15 cc, 15, 16 cc, not more. Now famous, the greatest kashuf in the Mishabur, that we wash our hands. Why do we wash our hands? Because it's Wul of a Mashka, Shteb Beferish, that we make that if you're going to eat even bread, maybe, but avada peiros which are less than excise, you don't have to wash your hands. But vichtig halacha is, shtei ofen halacha without that thing, that if you're eating less than a kebeah, bread, then you shouldn't be washing your hands with a brocha. You shouldn't be making al netilas yadayim. If somebody's going to eat shalashidus and eat less than a kebeah of pas, he should be washing his hands, but he shouldn't be making a bracha on the tilas yadayim if he's eating less than a kebeah pas. But in pas, you can always reckon the holes in it as well. But one more halacha is that when you eat the k'zayis matzah, so let's eat the k'zayis, whatever you call the k'zayis matzah, the k'zayis from the top, k'zayis from the bottom, or even lechatchila, both k'zayisim if possible, you're meant to eat it toch kedei achilas pras. Lechatchila, the chaznish is 2 minutes. The veltnemton, 4 minutes, but yevetel, 9 minutes. And but lechatchila, the most thing hold the shear is 4 minutes, which, shayla, whether it begins from chewing, some say, rules we will say it begins from when it's in your swallowing. So you should chew as much as you can, and then you should swallow, if two k'zayisim if possible, at least one k'zayis. Chaim Kaufman, Schoen Levrocha, I remember he said once to us that he was once by the Satmarov, Chisiyog in the area by the Seder, and he saw Satmarov eating matzah, and you think Satmarov was eating matzah, Goyse Kavonis, I'm sure he did have Goyse Kavonis, he said, but he didn't see that. He saw him staring at the clock. Obviously, he was an elderly person, and it's hard to bite. He saw he was eating matzah, he was staring at the clock to make sure he's Mekayim, the mitzvah, Turkadeh, Achilles Pras.